Brandon Johnson is the 57th mayor of Chicago. He joins us on 720 WGN. I hope you have found time to get those last few college visits in before your kids got back to school.
Hey, thank you so much, Lisa. At this rate, because I've been so busy, there's a greater chance that he's going to stay in Chicago, right? We're just, we have a lot of great universities here in Chicago, but no, the kids are doing fine, all three of them off to a great start of this school year. So I got an eighth grader graduating, a high schooler graduating, and of course my youngest, my daughter, she's in sixth grade, but they're all doing well. Thank you for thinking of us.
Absolutely, always. Mayor, it's been, I can't say a crazy 24 hours, 48, 72 weeks, months. It just gets nuttier by the day. What do we know now about the National Guard and the threat from the administration to send them to Chicago, whether they're wanted or not?
Well, thank you for that question. And I just want to reiterate that, you know, we still believe that this is not only problematic, it's illegal and unconstitutional. This is not about safety, right? It's clearly it's not. And what we do know is that, you know, the federal government is determined to send in more federal agents, and they could arrive as early as Friday or Saturday. There is a looming threat that the National Guard from other states that he would call up would roam the streets of Chicago. And just keep in mind that these individuals, that they're not trained, they don't have any policing power or authority. These are, you know, residents of states across America that have other full-time jobs that are, you know, certainly being used and politicized in this moment. It's unconscionable, but we're doing everything in our power to make sure that we protect the rights of the people of Chicago, and we're going to stand firm and defend our democracy.
Mr. Mayor, do you know anything this afternoon that you didn't know yesterday afternoon? Because, you know, we turn on the radio and hear today that President Trump is back to, well, I'd really like him to, we're probably going to wait for Pritzker to invite me, as if the Guard isn't coming. It sounds like another change of course, but you would know more than us. I mean, what is there anything new today that we didn't know yesterday?
Yeah, well, in normal circumstances, your assertion would be accurate. I would typically know more. But in this instance, the President of the United States of America is not communicating with me. He certainly is not communicating with any of our elected leaders in the state. He's not doing that with any elected leaders around the country. I've had conversations with Mayor Bass, spoken with the Mayor of Boston, spoken with the Mayor of Baltimore. None of them have had any, you know, a direct line of communication. But all that we do know is just based upon some intel that leaks out from the administration of what his intentions were or what they have been or are. And at this point, the only thing that we can do is just to remain firm and to use every single tool at our disposal to ensure that we protect the rights of the residents of the city of Chicago and really protect the dignity and the humanity of people. But unfortunately, this president is just determined to bypass the Constitution and really try to sow seeds of chaos. We've been very firm and vigilant. And like I said before, if this was really about safety, he would work with mayors like myself, that he would not have taken $800 million out of the budget that was designed to go towards violence prevention. He just cut the ATF budget by 30%. How wacky is that, right? We're talking about the very division of government that works with our local police department to get illegal guns off the streets of Chicago that are being trafficked in from the very states that voted for him, Mississippi and Indiana, Louisiana. And so, again, we're talking about 1,400 ATF positions that he eliminated, not to mention, again, the $800 million that he took out of the budget, right? So if it was really about community safety, he would be working with me as we continue to drive violence down in the city of Chicago. As you all know, we just saw reported today in the Sun-Times, BEC, the safest summer since the 60s, right? You know, you compare that to 1995, 828 murders. 2016, 778 murders. In 2021, we had 805 murders, unacceptable. One homicide, one murder is one too many. But the fact that we've had the safest summer in the city of Chicago since 1965 is proof positive that the investments that we're making, the strategic deployment that we're instituting, is actually working to build safe and affordable communities.
Your Honor,
of course,
one more
there
than
are,
Lisa.
There
I'll get away from you, Lisa, real quick. I promise I'll stop. But But I think the lesson I took from this, Your Honor, is not to overreact to any one particular set of statistics, because the Labor Day crimes were way out of control. There were way too many of them. People kind of had their hair on fire, said the guard is coming. And now we look at this one, the lowest murder since 1965. Looks as if things are very good. I mean, I think we need to do better at looking at entire pictures rather than individual snapshots. Okay, I'm sorry, Lisa.
No, I just want to know.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. We don't look at individual snapshots. We look at year to date, right? That's what I've always done. And as I said before, one homicide and one shooting is one too many. But the reality is that we've had issues of homicides in this city for over 60 years. And as I said, 1974, I wasn't even born yet. We're talking almost 1,000 murders. 1995, that was the year that I was coming out of high school. We're talking about 828 murders, right? This is nothing new. And all I'm simply saying is that it doesn't stop me from doing the work that's working is all I'm getting at. And, you know, I remember when I was running for office, everyone said that if you elect a progressive, you're going to have absolute chaos, right? People literally said that I was going to undermine the police department, right? So I can tell you a little bit about hyperbole. So this is not being hyperbolic. This is simply saying that we have a police department that is working its butt off every single day to drive violence down the city of Chicago. When we talk about investing in communities, as I've always said, the safest cities in America have one thing in common. They invest in people. And the fact that that work is working, this is not about celebration. This is about the recognition that if Donald Trump was serious about violence in the city of Chicago, he would not be withdrawing resources from community safety. He wouldn't be doing that. That is the antithesis to what we're doing in Chicago.
People believe the numbers they want to believe for whatever fits their narrative. So it's hard this day and age to get people to buy into very well researched. I mean, you can't say there were fewer murders than there were because there are dead bodies. But we do know that a lot of the crime is concentrated in very specific areas, and that some of those people believe those neighborhoods, those communities need help. I know you have programs in place, but what do you say to the people who feel like their voice is not being heard, that perhaps they do need more support?
Yeah, they do need more support, right? I don't disagree. I live in those neighborhoods. I live in that neighborhood. These are my neighbors, right? Everybody knows I live in Austin on the west side of Chicago. I mean, I wake up in it every single day, right? There is no one in this city that thinks about it more than I do. It's just the case, right? Because, look, we're talking about neighborhoods that have been historically disinvested in. But if you talk to people, when I was running for office, did anybody say the National Guard on that stage? It never came up. If you talk to the families who live on the south and west sides of Chicago, no one has ever said, we need to send in federal troops. That's not what they've said. They said, we need help. And what does that help look like? It means good paying jobs. It means affordable housing. It means behavior and mental health support services. Of course, we need to make sure that we have strategic policing. Keep in mind, in 1995, I think we had 3,000 more police officers and had a higher murder rate. So it's clearly not policing by itself. Here's all I'm saying to you all, that when I took office, I said that we're going to build a better, stronger, and much safer Chicago. And that's what we're doing. Do we have more work to do? Absolutely. Is anyone given a victory lap? Of course not, right? And it doesn't do us any good to tell people that the work that we're doing is not working. What we need to do is, how do we do more of what's working? If there's a direct correlation between youth employment and violence reduction, wouldn't the next question be, how do we invest more in youth employment? If there's a direct correlation between behavior and mental health support services and violent crime being reduced, wouldn't the next logical question be, how do we invest more in the mental and behavioral health care services? If we know the connection between violent crime going down in the city of Chicago and our investments, shouldn't that question be, or shouldn't we answer the question of how we're going to show up in a more strategic way to make these critical investments so that we can continue to drive violence down in the city of Chicago?
We had your deputy mayor, Garion Gatewood, on last week. He was talking about some of those programs, and one of them, hiring one of the very kids who was putting out teen trends on social media. And I think that many of those stories, the things that are happening that might be working, are not amplified enough. People cannot see them, so they don't understand them unless they live in neighborhoods. And may I point out, this is the first mayor to live in Austin in 90 years. It's unusual, and I would imagine that even though you've got security detail, if your neighbors want to talk to you, they're going to get to you, and they're going to give you an earful if they want to.
Well, I can tell you my number hasn't changed. Everybody still calls me. And,
well, what is it, Your Honor? We're ready for it. What is it?
Well, you have Keith's number, so now you have mine. Right? but look, I mean, I think that the point that you all are raising about how people are feeling in this moment, you know, I get it, right? And, you know, my life is different now, right, because I'm mayor of the city of Chicago. But I can tell you, since I've been mayor, it's not like there haven't been shootings in my police beat, right? I mean, I've had neighbors who have still had, you know, gunshots come through their windows, right? So no one is, again, taking a victory lap, but I'm also not going to allow anyone to make us believe that our work is not working, right? Because I can tell you this, you all, if it were the opposite, so let's take Labor Day weekend. Everybody was very clear about who the accountability should go to, right?
Yep.
Which, what the President of the United States of America said, what are you doing, Mayor? But when we're talking about how it's moving in a positive trend, then we can't talk about that, or we only can put it in certain contexts, right? These are the type of hypocritical, quite frankly, triple and quadruple standards that exist in this moment that is just not good for Chicago. Here's what's good for Chicago. That we show up for people across this city, that there are people who are struggling to make the ends meet. I know what that feels like. I know that experience. There are people who are worried about their relatives being snatched away and thrown into an unmarked van and deported, whether they are a resident or a citizen of this country or not.
Will the executive order about the masks, does that have any teeth? Will that be upheld, that the EO that you wrote?
Well, I will say it like this, that every single case that we've brought before the bench has been sustained, essentially, right? And, you know, the president has made claims against, you know, our city, of which the federal courts have rejected, whether it's withholding dollars from the city of Chicago because we are a welcoming city, to the injunction or the ruling that just happened in Los Angeles, which essentially affirms my executive order, right? So, look, we're going to use every tool that's available to us. These are unprecedented times. We're talking about an individual who has engaged in authoritarianism. He is looking to rule as a dictator. We have a bigger crisis in Chicago right now. We have illegal guns that are being trafficked in from Mississippi, Louisiana, Indiana, and the police department here in Chicago is working hard every single day to get these guns off the streets of Chicago. These are high-powered weapons. In fact, since I've been in office, we've removed over 24,000 illegal guns off the streets of Chicago. We're talking about machine guns, switches that are being designed by computers to turn a gun into a machine gun. So now shell casings on scenes where violence occurs, where once upon a time you might find 10 or 15, now you're finding 60 to 100. We're talking about very dangerous weapons that have no business on the streets of America. That's what my focus has been. As long as there's a homicide or a shooting that's taking place, our work is never finished. And the fact that we have had the safest summer since 1965 in over 60 years, that's something that the city of Chicago should know, and know that as mayor of the city of Chicago, I'm working hard every day to protect working people. That's what I promised that I would do, and that's what we're delivering on.
Thank you so much. Make sure you get rest, too, okay? Just as a human being, you do need to rest at some point. I'm sounding like your Aunt Ninny again. I'm just going to tell you the way it is.
So do you have free tickets for the game Monday night?
Well, first of all, let me just say the fact that you're referencing my Aunt Minnie, she's going to be so proud of that when we play this back to her. And trust me, she always sends me a note. She's like, if your mother were alive, you know what she would say. So, no, you're absolutely right. And, of course, you know, the game that to pay the most attention to right now, I think it's our Cubbies. The fact that we had 80 wins in September, I'm looking forward to a very jubilant fall season of baseball in Chicago. Go Cubbies.
Well, I hope you're right. Yeah.
Take care. Thank you so much for your time today, Mayor.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Mayor Brandon Johnson.